It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Last October, we brought you the story of $3 million worth of illegal construction projects at one of the nation's most sacred Native American burial grounds. And it happened under the watch of the National Park Service. Now, this we're talking about is Effigy Mounds. It's up in northeast Iowa. And new evidence shows that the National Park Service has covered up a report on the Effigy Mounds scandal. Ryan Foley is with me. He's a reporter with the Associated Press here in Iowa. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Clay.
So, Ryan, bring us up to speed. What's new here?
What's new is there's been a new internal National Park Service report released, not officially by the Park Service. In fact, they're saying that it doesn't exist, but released to a watchdog group that has now made it public. And it is a scathing indictment of the way the Park Service failed to oversee what was going on at that park between 1999 and 2010.
And we're talking about 10 years in the making. What's all, kind of go through a little bit of what's in this kind of report, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, it says the leaders of the Effigy Mounds National Monument were willfully blind to the federal laws that they were supposed to be following when they did construction projects like boardwalks and sheds that ended up damaging the site that they were supposed to protect. But perhaps most damning in here is the report really goes after the regional office in Omaha for failing to oversee what was going on and missing what they called blatant clues of mismanagement that really went on for years.
And in your reporting, there is a new report or an official report that's going to come out at some point.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what will change, or do you have any hints as to what will be different about the next report that they put out?
Well, deputy regional director says that report will include a number of lessons learned and hold the agency accountable for any missteps that occurred. But she also says it's going to look at what went right during this period. She says there were some positive things. One critic said that's a little bit like saying what went right with the BP oil spill. Well, some dolphins didn't die, but it's hard to find a lot of positive out of what went on up there.
Now, I took a trip up to the site where these projects went on up in northeast Iowa. Very intricate boardwalk system in place. It's encircling some of these mounds. Now, these are Native American burial grounds, and there's also this very large bridge that leads to nowhere. Has there been any progress to move forward and undo any of this? And what would this report do, if anything, to undo what's been done?
Yeah, the report doesn't really speak to the future of what should happen there. And there's really no good answers on that yet. They say that it's not as simple as just taking this stuff out because you could cause more damage in the process of doing that, and that they're still going through a lengthy process of getting input and reviewing basically how to move forward. And there really is no good or easy answers.
Did the National Park Service violate any Freedom of Information Act laws?
No, they're arguing that basically that this wouldn't be subject to FOIA, saying that it's a draft or what the federal government calls a pre-decisional document. And basically she's saying, I said no agency report exists. And what I meant was no agency approved report exists. We don't really recognize this document, even though it had, it was written by four officials from the Park Service, four semi high ranking officials. It's on, National Park Service seal. But they don't recognize it as being approved or official.
All right, Ryan Foley, he's an investigative reporter with the Associated Press who's been covering the ongoing mismanagement and $3 million worth of illegal construction at the Effigy Mounds National Monument in northeast Iowa. Again, that's a sacred Native American burial ground along the Mississippi River. Ryan, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.